Barrhead. There will be a Remembrance Day ceremony in Barrhead, but for the second straight year, it will look and feel different from those that took place pre-COVID. Exactly what form it will take is still to be determined. Barrhead Royal Canadian Legion President John Tiemstra said even though there are fewer public health restrictions than last year, it wouldn't be prudent to go back to the traditional Remembrance Day ceremony. Before COVID-19, the Barrhead Remembrance Day was a hybrid ceremony, with much of it taking place indoors at Barrhead Elementary School. As it stands, today, we will have services and wreath laying at the Barrhead Cenotaph, Tiemstra said, adding not only is that more prudent, but it is also the Edict of Dominion Command. Unfortunately, it also looks like any ceremony planned will have to go on without the participation of the Canadian Armed Forces, CAF. Usually, Tiemstra said several members of the 41 Signal Regiment, a reserve unit based in Edmonton, participate in the ceremony. However, he said the unit is currently on maneuvers and would not return until shortly before Remembrance Day, making their inclusion doubtful. We have been lucky most years, but their participation is never guaranteed, Tiemstra said. That is the nature of the armed forces. Those guys could be gone in a heartbeat if they are needed somewhere in the world. The Barrhead 526 Royal Canadian Air Cadet Squadron won't be taking part in the ceremony, at least not in an official capacity, he said. Tiemstra said they would not take part in any services at any of the seniors' assisted living facilities. But he said it is not all doom and gloom. On October 20, after a year's hiatus, the Legion started delivering wreaths to local businesses, and they are also ready to start this year's poppy campaign. The only thing that is holding them back is the tradition that the Governor General always receives the symbolic first poppy. I know we are excited to get going and the businesses have all said how much they missed having the wreaths, Tiemstra said. About a month ago, the Legion resumed their weekly Friday meat draws. At first, people were a little reluctant, but attendance is increasing slowly, he said, adding they are participating in the province's Restriction Exemption Program, REP. The program permits participating businesses and organizations to operate with fewer restrictions but requires patrons to show their COVID-19 immunization record card proving that they have been double vaccinated. They are also looking into the possibility of hosting a Grey Cup party. Tiemstra said they have had no issues being part of the REP, adding their clientele know that they are doing it for their protection and are following the provincial requirements. They are just happy to have a place to go with their children and grandchildren. All we can do is play it by ear and adapt to whatever the requirements are, he said, adding the extra cleaning protocols have almost become second nature. Barry Curtin, Town and Country Today.com.